Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Dalid Omud Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem going to be discussing two very important se'ifim today that deal a lot with the halachos of taking medication on Pesach that may have chametz inside of it. So we begin with Siv Dalid, the end of the very top line. The Mechaber tells us, Dovar shenis ariv bo chometz, ve'eino meichel odom klal. Something that has within it mixed in chametz, but this isn't something that is eaten by people. Or, o she'eino meichel kol odom, or it's not something that the majority of people use, it's a medicine. Kagon hateryaka, which was a certain type of herb or medicinal solution that they used to use, v'chayotzi bo, or anything similar to this. So in other words, you're taking something that's not normally considered food, but you are eating it, and you're taking it for medicinal purposes. So the Mechaber tells us, Afal pi shemutu l'kaimo, even though there is no isovir of bayiro, bayimotze, you do not have to be mevayir it, you're allowed to own it in your possession. He says, Osu li ochlo ad achara Pesach. The Mechaber is telling us over here that you cannot eat that until after Pesach is over. There's no problem with chomich over the rest of Pesach, because as I mentioned, there's no issa to own it. But there is a problem in eating such a thing on Pesach. We'll explain why when we do the Mishnah Berurahs. And the Mechaber adds, V'afal pi she'ein bo min hechomitz ela kolshu, even though it doesn't have within this a large amount of chomitz, it only has a kolshu. He reiterates again that it is forbidden to eat this on Pesach. Now, what's going on over here? So we look in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Ches. Rotz Lomar Kodem HaPesach. The Mechaber is telling us over here that it got mixed in, the chometz, into this medicine or whatever it is, before Pesach. And then, even in that situation, even though before Pesach it was batel, but we do not allow you to eat it on Pesach, because we have this principle, the chozer v'neyur b'Pesach. It returns, so to say, to its chometzdikit state, even though it was batel berov or batel v'shishim, whatever it was, nullified in before Pesach. On Pesach, the chometz comes back alive again, chozer v'neyur b'Pesach. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Tes tells us, Hainu chometz ma'aya. We're talking here about if the chometz that was mixed in over here was real pure chometz. V'rak adei shenis ariv in a royal amichol. And only now because it was put into this mixture with something that's inedible, does it become inedible. Because di haya chometz nuksha kodem shenis ariv, if we're talking about spoiled chometz already, chometz that isn't pure chometz before Pesach, before the mixture, then mutter lahabi achronim lecho. Then many achronim would say that you are allowed to eat it. So the Mechaber is only talking about over here where it was perfectly good chametz when it got mixed into the item that it got mixed into before Pesach. But in fact, if it had already been chametz nuksha, not good chametz, so then in that situation you would be allowed to go and eat it on Pesach. And he says this is true v'afilu kinesharev tocha Pesach. Over here, this would apply even if it was mixed together on Pesach. So chometz nuksha that got mixed together on Pesach with some other mutter item that's not a meichel odom, then you could take that. So such a situation, you would be allowed to go and take such a medication. And that's what he tells us in Siv Katan Chof. What are we talking about when we say that most people don't eat it, but some people do? So he says the people that eat it are cholim, rak l'cholim. So only if a sick person would eat it, that's not still called a food. Siv Katan Chof Aleph, Afal pi shemutu l'kaimo osu li'ochlo, even though there's no problem of bayirah bayimotze, you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach. V'av she'eino roi l'achila, again, even though it's not edible, mikol mokom kivan du acholo, since you are eating it, we have this famous principle called achshive. Your action turns it into ochel, even though it normally would not be considered ochel. Now, there's some very important Dirshu footnotes over here that we have to go through. So Dirshu footnote number 40 tells us, Im nitan lahafridis achometz me'ataruvis, if you could separate out the chometz from the mixture, and it would go and back be chometz that was royally achila, then the Chazon Ish says, she'eino nechshav kinivsal achila b'tzorech levaro, then you have a problem of bayirah bayimotze. If you are able to separate it and return it to its original state, then you do have a problem over here. So that's what the Chazon Ish says as well. She'eino nechshav kinivsal achila b'tzorech levaro. In this situation, you would have to go and be mevarit. You couldn't be allowed to have it in your possession. Never mind not eat it. And this is also the opinion of the Shelos Tshuvas Divrei Malkiyah. However, if the only way you can separate it is by doing some sort of chemical reaction, in Rakai de Pula Kimis, Nitan li Parit is a chometz la sosa roi lachila, the only way to get the chometz back to its original state is to do some sort of a chemical reaction on it, then he brings down from the Shelos Tshuvas Chazon Nochum, She'eino Nidon Karoi lachila, then it's not considered roi lachila and you'd be allowed to own it, you wouldn't be able to buy your rabbi Yimotzi, of course you still couldn't eat it according to this opinion. And this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well. The issue footnote number 41 brings down from the Chazon Ish as well. Shiblo nitan lahafrid sachomitz me'atarovis ulahachziru lamatzav aroy le'achila ein iso lechol es atarovis. V'rak ba'ofen shnitan lahafrid oso v'yachzir li'oz roy le'achila yesh iso achila. The Chazon Ish is telling us that if in fact it's not able to be returned to its state of being royally achila on its own, then the iser doesn't apply to the taruvus. And he says, but ofen shenitan lahafrid oso, only if you could return it, then it's royally achila, then there's an iser v'achila over here. And he brings down as well the Mogen Avram and the Taz, who bring down from the Trumas Hadeshen, that they disagree with this. And they say, yesh isul ochlo machmas din achshve, even in this situation, even if it can't be roy l'achila returned to its original state by separating it, the Trumas Hadeshen still says the Isser of achshve applies over here. This has huge nafkaminas, and we can see some of this in Dirshu footnote number 52 in regards to taking medication that has chomitz within it on Pesach. So he says, based upon everything that we said, benidon haim l'tzorech refuah mutu lechol chomitz shenifsal mechilas kelev, would you be allowed to take something where the chomitz is now in a state where it's not edible by a dog? So he brings down the Yad Avram, mutter. A person is allowed to take such medication. You're only eating it for refuah purposes. You're not eating it for ochel purposes because you're hungry. Therefore, he doesn't hold the principle of achshavei applies in this situation. This is also the opinion of the Ksav Sofer, the Yad Yehuda, and as well, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in the Mincha Shlomo. On the other hand, the Shagas Aryeh says, Afim ochlo l'shem refuah, achshavei liochel. Even if you're eating it for medicinal purposes, that's called making it into a food. And the Shagas Aryeh would say, it's be usur for a chola, who's not a chola sheyesh bo sakana, only a chola she'ein bo sakana, person who's not in dire straits. If of course would be a pikuach nefashah situation, everybody would agree you can do everything over here, including eating raw chametz, perfectly edible chametz on its own, if it's pikuach nefashah. Then he adds, what about pills? She'ein ruya l'achila, shem'ur bo chametz kedei l'davek bo asa trufa. The pill is not edible, it's not a food. And it has only binders within it that are made of chametz. That was the way they would make the binders often. So you can have a successful pill over here. So the Chazon Ish writes about this, muteres af l'chola she'ein bo sakana. A chola she'ein bo sakana is allowed to even have this as well. And we don't say achshavei over here. And that, I would dare say, is the majority psak halach of most of the kashrus agencies as well. Shekein dasa ochel eino l'shem achilas hachomitz hamedabek el l'shem netilas hatrufa atzmo. Because when a person is eating this, he doesn't want the binder that's chomitz inside. He wants the medicine. And therefore, he's not achshavei the binder that's chomitz, but he's eating the medicine. He's taking the medicine. And he says, v'af, shelfi ma shekosav hachazunish, b'sugrayim shom nireh shasot, he's stopping within zeh. In that truth of the Chazon Ish, he seems to suggest that maybe that's not the only opinion. Nevertheless, it's brought down by the Aruch Hashem Rabbeinu in the name of the Stipler Gaon, who was the brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish, that Lamaisa, the Chazon Ish, said, yes, it is permissible to take such medications, even for chola she'ein bo sakana. He says further, gam im lo nifsula trufa me'achilas kelev. Let's say a dog would eat this. Elo achilas odom, it's not roy for achilas odom, but it is roy l'achilas kelev. So the Chazon Ish says in that situation as well, it's mutter. Because eino roy l'achmetz iso secheres. Because as we put down in yesterday's shir, Chazon Ish says the reason why you can't go and normally take something that is nifsal me'achilas odom, but not yet me'achilas kelev, is because you could still use that to go and make other doughs chametz that wouldn't apply over here. Therefore, the iso doesn't apply over here as well. What about using moisturizers, bekerem lachos, or sabon, soap, or ephor, cosmetics, or tamisa la'adashos maga, a contact lens solution, or anything else like this that has chomitz mixed into it, that is nifsal me'achilas kelev. So the Shelus Shuvas Or Lutzion, the great Svadi Posig, Zatzal, writes, Shemutter, he says that's also permissible. Shafl dasa sovrim shesicho kishesio, all of these things you're not eating, you're anointing yourself with them, you're touching them. So nevertheless, even though we normally say sicha and shesia are the same, anointing and drinking have the same rules, but we don't apply that for achshave. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. However, Yashav disagrees. He says, Me'ikra din ain isur l'shtamish of dormeilu. While technically you could use these, he said, it's a chumra, and you should only use something that has a hechsher for Pesach. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Shlita, who says you certainly shouldn't put something like this into a kli achila, into a food utensil, if it doesn't have a hechsher on it. He also brings down from the Pri Chodosh, Sha'af l'dasa sovrim sicha kishasiyah, even according to the opinions that say that anointing and drinking have the same din, hasoch b'isuri achila shenifsul me'achila lo achshavei. He says, nevertheless, if it's not royally achila sodom, so then the din of achshave doesn't apply. And Rav Moshe Feinstein's that sound the Igros Moshe brings down, sheyesh din achshave aydei sichel udasa sovrim sichel kishasiya. Even though there is a din over here of saying that anointing and drinking have the same din, nevertheless, shelashem refua muto limareach mishcha shemu'ur b'chometz. He says you could use a lotion of something that it did have chometz mixed into it over here, that it wasn't royal achilas adam. And this would be allowed even for cholosh ein bo sakana, because we don't say over here that sicha kishasiya in regards to refuah. Next paragraph deals with smoking and using tobacco products that have chometz within them. And while there technically might be a heter over here, there are those that say achshavei would apply in that regard as well, and others disagree, but I would dare say that today the vast majority, if not all of the contemporary poskim, forbid a person to smoke in general on a Tuesday, and never mind on a Pesach with a chometz stick of product. And therefore, the bottom line answer for this is that one should certainly not smoke on Pesach, because according to almost all poskim today, one should not be smoking ever, never mind with chometz stick of products on Pesach. Continuing the Mishnah Berurah now, Sivkot and Chavbeis, he writes, "Umikol mokum b'hanoa mutter kishenasa tarovitz kodem Pesach." Even if you're not allowed to eat it, you are allowed to get hanoah from it, according to this machmir first position that the Mechaber tells us under these very specific situations that we mentioned. And this is the same halacha k'mo b'pas she'ifsha la'el b'sif beis, like we learned in yesterday's shir, the bread that was spoiled, so you're allowed to get hanoah from it, even though you're not allowed to eat it. Ulinyan refuah, which we've already discussed very greatly in our dear shu footnotes, Ayin and Simon Tov Samach Vav Shon Bachronim. We'll get to this in Yirtzeh Hashem in a few weeks, but we've already discussed this in great detail in the dear shu footnotes over here. Now the Ramah says, Hagah, Ulakaman Simon Tov Mem Zayin Siv Dalid in the Hagah in the Ramah over there, Yizbar the Yesh Cholkin Umatirim in his battle called the Pesach. He says there are many that are much more makel over here than the Mechaber, and he says that is the halacha lemaisa. And if it was misbatel before Pesach, then you would be allowed to use these types of products on Pesach. That removes the entire discussion that we just had about whether achshavei applies or not. The Mishnah Berurah, however, questions this in Sivkot and Chav Gimel. He says, "Sviruluhu, according to this Ramah, the kiva shekvar nitzbatul kolam pesach lomrin lechoz v'nir." He says, in this situation, we don't say chos v'nir, that the chometz reactivates it, revives itself on Pesach. He says, "Ach." He says, I don't understand fully that the Ramah says this is the way we paskin over here, because where this din is brought down in Simen Tov Mem Zayin, Dari Hukosav Shom, Daha Minog Lohokil Bezeh, the Loma Shekvarin is Batulu, Rak Davka Kishinasori Vlach Balach. That's only when moisture, liquid, is mixed with liquid. Veloki Nishari, Vyavish Vavish, but not with solids, and these pills are solid. So how can you say this? So Achikach Motzosi Shekvar is Ora Bezeh Hachemed Moshe. The Chemed Moshe discusses this over here. And you can see in Dirshu footnote number 43 that the Chazon Ish explains this seeming contradiction by saying, Rak b'chomitz haroi le'achila om chos v'nir. Only if it's edible do we say chos v'nir. But chomitz she'ein haroi le'achila, sha'tam she'osu lo'ochlu mishum achshavei. The whole problem only is because of achshavei, not because it's in fact edible itself. Avo kosher lo'ochlo also ein hu nefshu chomitz. But if you haven't eaten it, it's not called chomitz. So therefore, im nesariv kodim ha'pesach, therefore, it's already been nullified, because it was totally nullified before Pesach. Alternatively, another answer that the Chazon Ish gives over here, even if you want to say Choser by Yavish B'Yavish, Ein Ze Ela Ba'Ofen Shebishlu O'Ofu Esa Tarovitz B'Pesach. That's only if you baked it or cooked it on Pesach. In that way, the Chometz is no same time in the rest of the Tarovitz on Pesach. Over Pesach, Hari Chometz Oshu Masu, and there it's also even a Mashu. But if the Bishul or the Afi was done before Pesach, so then it's not a problem. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Sheikhor Sheosu Mechitim Usorim. If you have beer that is made up of wheat or barley, Chayovim Levaro, then that is pure Chometz and you must get rid of it. You'll be over by your Rabbi Yamatzi if you own it. Bechainim Hamid Givinos. Likewise, if you have cheeses over here that you made cheese via using bechala that was used with vinegar, that was made mishech or sa'orim mochitim, that was made from either a barley or a wheat containing grain, chayav levarim. In this situation as well, you must get rid of it, you'll be over by your rabbi yimotzi. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sifkot and chavdalid, v'ovi mishum by your rabbi yimotzi, im lo biro. If you didn't do this, as I said, you're over. V'gam yesh bo koris mishis yosu. And if you, in fact, were to drink this is real chometz gomur, and you would be over in nisr of koris if you drank this rachman al-san intentionally. As long as emika kizayis b'chdei achilas pratz, as long as you have the shear, otherwise it would just be an issa daraisa, but you wouldn't be chayv koris. V'afilu iles be'shir zeh, and if you don't have the shear, akoponim tam chometz yeshbo, it's only as chometz within it. B'kai melon, and we have the rule tam ki ikor, that the taste is like having mamushas over there, and this is a din daraisa, and you'd be over a lav daraisa. Im nisariv hashechor b'dov aracher, if this beer got mixed in with something else. So also at Teruvah is also a Pesach. Then the entire mixture is now also in Pesach. And he says, I am the Prima God, the Masha Kosov is that. Look in the Prima God then for further details about this. And you look in Dirshu footnote number 44. He explains over there, Shemashma Medivri Amarbiel, which is the source of this din from the Mishnah Berurah, Shashecha also be Pesach, Avil Bofen Shu Pachos Mishishim. Even if it's Batel, normally Bishishim, nevertheless, the Chametz over here is considered important. And the Prima Gadim questioned over there, says the Ramah says, "Betaruvus lach belach einom chozvenir." So how come that is so? So that's the Prima Gadim's question over there on this din. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Hei writes about the cheese. If you use the vinegar that was made from barley or wheat, it's no good. Afilu yesh bagvinos shishim neged hachala. He says, even if you have so much cheese over here that it would normally make the vinegar over here bottle, it's not bottle, because this is a dover hamamid. This is an agent that is used to establish over here a permanent reaction. It's an emulsifier of some sort, is a stabilizing agent over here, and the rule is for a dover hamamid, afilu be'elev lo bottle. It's not put there for taste, it's put there to accomplish something, and this is not bottle even with 1,000. Furthermore, for Lowot, she called over a maimed harayu choshev kiluhu be'ein ba'ayin mamish. This is like it's be'en. It's like it's real mamish over there, and therefore it's even worse. Ulafikov, therefore, mei devash, shekor mead. If you have this honey water over here, which is called mead, beer, shechmitzu b'shimre devash shebisha kolashona, and it was used in the sediment over here that was used all year long, and udvash harishon shebisha hoya mechumatz mishimre shechar, and the original honey that was used over here, the mead over here that was made from the shmarim, the sediment over here of shechar, of beer, which made from grains. V'zeh shebishal atar v'yo chamisha. And then you kept on using it and using and using it each time and again and again and again and again, but it only had the original sediment over here that was made from chametz. V'chein olam, and no matter how many times you diluted this, chayv levar afilu meid v'ashachu, and even the last time that you used this, you'd have to go and consider this over here, chametz over here, and you'd be mevayrit, or else you'd be over by your rabbi motzei. Shekol echemim, because each time, ayde hamamid nasekulu chametz, because using this davar maimon over here makes it chametz each time. And Dishu footnote number 45 says, why is this not a problem that we should say it should be mutter because of Zev Zegorim? So he says, Shekein kochem shel shimri hadvash lahach mitzvah gam hu mishmori ha-shecha. Because the whole reason this works is from the original one, so it's not a Zev Zegorim. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "Ubazeh ein lahak lishtos afilu biyontav achron shepesach." You can't even drink this on the last day of Pesach. Rak ba'oso mead she'ein bo chashash zeh rak shenispashel b'kli chametz. If it was only that it was made in a kli chametz, then you could be meku, but not if you actually use the actual sediments. She'esh mekilim biyontav achron lishtos mitam destam kelim eno ben yomim. Then you can say over here that you're allowed to use it because it's not considered that it was used within the same day for chametz. Achem b'mkom shemavashlam mead b'chol hashonos biyoros shemavashlam bo yayin shrap. But if you were to make this beer in containers that are used all year long for whiskey, davi dover charev, which is a sharp thing, the chazak and very strong, v'nosim tam l'shevach b'mid kiyadua, and it improves the beer no matter what, then lo mahani mashenik b'yomo. Then it wouldn't help that it's not a b'yomo, because then you're doing it l'shvach, and we don't say normally that if it's not a b'yomo, it's l'pagam. And he says, ayin and simen tofim and zayim sepeh, and the Hagar and the Ramah over there, and the Mishnah Berurah over there for the more discussion. V'chol shemid harishon hu hamad b'shimrei shecho levat. That's when it was used with the sediments over here originally. V'chein me dvash hasheni b'shimrei me dvash harishon levat. They were using the original sediment. V'chein kulam. That's the whole way down and down. Avol im shimrei shecho bilvat lo yudai lamido. But if the shecho itself was not able to go and be ma'amid by itself, and you need to use something else. V'erubol gam dover acher hamamid she'enu chometz ubitztarufum hamad. And only with using something else as a dover hamamid, then you have zev zegorim. Harehu mutru ap b'shias Pesach, then you can actually drink it on Pesach, as long as it was nullified, the part that was chametz, because the kol zeh, the zeh goreim, pirish iser v'heter. Whenever you have something that's both iser mixing with something that's heter, how do we view it? So if it's even at lahamid, if each one couldn't do it on its own, harei zeh mutter, im ein b'koach iser b'vad lamido. If each one alone could not do it on its own, you only need both of them, then we have the rule of zeh v'zeh goreim, k'moshe nisbar b'yorah deh, simen peizayin, and that would be good. Sivkon chavav, if you use the vinegar over here, obi ayin sraf anasim yitua shem yidua b'shimei shecho, or if you used whiskey over here that also was made from sediments that were chametz. Im hemin agvino ayidei keva, if you used it inside the stomach of an animal, v'hi nichbash techila b'chli chametz meis leis, and it was used also in a utensil that was chametz, also lo achlo mut lasho, so then you would not be allowed to eat it, but you were allowed to own it, you wouldn't be over by Rabbi Yimatsu, according to Radvaz. He says, ayin yachronim shemitzadim, the further they say, the imhamad kodim pesach, if you did this all before pesach, in lesser rakim lohaya, b'gvino shish negative keva, then if you didn't have 60 against it, then it's not bato. But if it was 60 against it, it's bato, you'd be allowed to. However, Pesach, the Yisur b'mashu, also b'chol gavni, but you certainly wouldn't be allowed to eat this on Pesach in any event. With this, we conclude today's shir.